Radio Gdańsk English News.
Read by Martin Karen. The headlines this Friday, September 24th, 2021. Officials say Belarus aims to forge migrant route through Poland. Poland recommends COVID-19 booster shots for people over 50. And overnight storms cause damage and leave homes without electricity in Pomerania. Good afternoon. The Polish government has accused Belarus of trying to create a migrant route into Europe through Poland as a result of recent attempts by the Belarus regime to push migrants over the border into Poland. A spokesman for Poland's security services stated on Thursday that Polish authorities had evidence that migrants are being transferred to the border by Belarusian authorities. He added that the situation has stabilized somewhere in the last week, with around 200 attempts per day to cross the border, and that Poland was detaining people who oversee illegal immigration on a daily basis. He also said in the interview that members of airborne forces, strictly combat-oriented units, have been spotted on the Belarusian border. Poland's government this week recommended that over 50s and healthcare workers should get a booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the aim was to give the best possible protection to those most at risk of severe disease. Officials have previously recommended a third dose for people with compromised immune systems. Poland has so far administered almost 20 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. That's around 52% of the population. Poland is starting to see a slow rise in the number of cases as the autumn season begins. Officials have warned that the number of COVID-19 infections in the country could rise quickly in the weeks ahead as the Delta variant of the virus begins to spread more quickly. Strong winds and rain have hit the northern Pomerania region overnight, downing trees and power lines and leaving homes and businesses without electricity. Around 7,000 homes were without electricity overnight, with around 300 electricity substations being damaged by the weather. Firefighters were called out hundreds of times overnight, with fallen trees and advertising boards being the most common reason for being called out. Winds of over 100 kilometres per hour were reported on the coast. The winds should die down as the day progresses. And finally, English Mass will be celebrated in Gdańsk from this Saturday at 4 p.m. at St. Nicholas Church, 72 Świętojańska Street, near Gdańsk's Old City. There are already a number of Masses in English held in Gdańsk, usually on a once-per-month basis. The new Mass held in English at St. Nicholas Church intends to be run on a weekly basis.
The weather.
Today will be a windy day with sunny spells and strong gusts at times. Temperatures will reach 15 degrees centigrade, that's 59 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, dropping to 12 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be a cloudy day with moderate winds from the west, and temperatures will reach 16 degrees during the day and 8 degrees overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather.